Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Auditor General. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Marty. How you doing?
You know, this Hamlet guy won't come on this show. He's afraid. I don't know what he's afraid of. I guess the truth. And then he comes after you and he says, clearly, an attempt to make statistics work against the district. In other words, you're a bum. What you're doing is worthless, and you're just taking this personally. Respond, please, sir.
First of all, I don't even know him personally, so I don't even know why I'd take it personally. Second of all, my job is to fight for the taxpayers and the kids, and this money should be going to the classroom and not the trips to Cuba. When you're traveling significantly more than the entire school district of Philadelphia's travel budget, which is significantly larger, then I don't know how you can say the statistics are anything what they are, which is this is a bloated travel budget, and that money should be going back into the classroom.
He says that's an investment in staff development will pay dividends for years to come in improving the quality of public school education in Pittsburgh. Respond, please, sir.
He found the magic potion that no other school district in Pennsylvania seemed to found, and maybe you should share it with him because no other school district travels like this. And look, I am pro-professional development. Some of these trips, you know, we posted all the trips. Like some of the ones where they're having the regional conferences in Virginia, I think are totally understandable. I mean, where they're driving and they're going within a reasonable budget. That's where a lot of other districts are doing. Back and forth to Los Angeles twice in a week, Vegas paid for by people that are vending with the school district. Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Auditor General Eugene DePasquale, this is not personal for you. You're a numbers guy. And the numbers don't lie, sir.
It's funny when people... Here's how this works. When I come out with an audit that people like, the people that are doing the audit, they see we're great. And when they don't like the numbers, they say, oh, my God, he's out with an agenda. If you look at over the course of every year, we do between 4,000 and 5,000 audits every year. About 90% of them are clean audits. And that's sort of a technical term to say
right. The
entity's doing the right thing. 10% of them aren't. That's just a fact. And the reality is, their travel budget under his leadership is significantly bloated. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I don't know how you can go to Cuba on taxpayer expense and say that that is benefiting the kids of Pittsburgh.
Auditor General, you're talking to thousands and thousands of people that live in the city right now. Tell them, sir, if they should approve a tax increase for the school district.
They have got to look at everything that they should do to cut costs before, and that doesn't impact classroom performance, before approving any tax increase, and that includes taking an absolute axe to this travel budget.
And are you flabbergasted by the lack of response, in fact, zero response to your report and to Andy Sheehan's reporting by this school board, sir? No response at all. Nothing critical at all.
And again, if we talk about the personal side of it, I've got some friends on that school board, people that have been supportive of me both politically and otherwise. So, you know, look, and this report is also critical of them. So that, again, goes to the nonsense that this is personal. This is about looking out for the kids and the taxpayers, period, end of story.
Can you hang around for a few minutes?
Absolutely.
All right. Auditor General Eugene DePasquale, hang around. All right, so the Auditor General does this amazing audit. The Superintendent Anthony Hamlet, who refuses to come on this show, what's he afraid of? The truth. He's afraid of the truth. 21 out-of-state trips in the past calendar year. Spent more than twice what they spend in the Philadelphia School District. And the Auditor General who did this audit, who's standing by here, he basically says in his statement that it's less than 1% of the school district's budget. So why do we care? Why is it a big deal, Auditor General? Why do we care?
First of all, it's a lot of money. Second of all, they're asking for a tax increase. Third of all, we've got to find a way to help more kids, especially those early grades, improve their reading scores. You combine those three things, that's why we should absolutely care.
And at the end of the day, it's an astounding amount of money compared to a school district that's 10 times the size of Pittsburgh, is it not, sir?
Philadelphia spends about, I don't have the exact number in front of me, but it's about $100,000 a year on their total travel. And Philadelphia is significantly larger as both a city and as a school district. It's not even close.
There have been inferences made that this is racial, that all of these attacks are based on the fact that the superintendent is black. Sir, in fact, Andy Sheehan has been called racist a lot and has responded to those attacks saying facts and figures see no color. What about you, sir?
Well, it's absurd. I mean, even just comparing it to the city of Philadelphia School District, which has an African-American superintendent that I've worked very closely with. I don't know what else to say other than the numbers are the numbers. There's African-American, Hispanic, and Caucasian superintendents, male, female, all over Pennsylvania. This is the only one that has been called out like this because the numbers don't lie.
Auditor General, has he ever sat down with you face-to-face, the superintendent, and discussed any of these issues?
Not himself, but I do want to say this. Of all the issues I've had with this report and the numbers, his team has been cooperative. So I do want to say that nobody buried anything. We didn't find anything in the shredder. So I do want to point that out, that they've been very cooperative on this.
Auditor General Eugene G. Pasquale, he says we cannot continue to follow the same practices that have led to stagnation or deficits in student achievement. Sometimes to achieve different results, change is necessary, suggesting that this travel creates change. Does it, sir? Can it, sir?
Change may be necessary, and evaluation of programs may be necessary. I don't know how two trips to Los Angeles, trips to Vegas and Cuba impact that, though.
At the end of the day, the test scores are abysmal. And at the end of the day, taxpayers, it's interesting, Auditor General, taxpayers have not responded to this with outrage. Why do you see that? Why aren't folks as angry as I think they should be?
I can't speak to that. I do know we're getting a lot of feedback on the travel budget. I do think that there's a lot of people in the city of Pittsburgh, even if they don't have kids in the district, that are concerned about the test scores and want the kids to have a great opportunity. And the feedback I'm getting isn't so much that we're getting nothing but positive feedback for people wanting to try to help the kids. It's that they're specifically outraged about this specific item.
Auditor General Eugene T. Pasquale, is there anything in there that your folks consider possibly criminal, sir?
Look, I think it's outrageous and unacceptable, but no, we have not found anything that I would consider to be criminal. So there are some issues that may be in line with the Ethics Commission because they could be determined as gifts that were not reported as such, and we are forwarding that information along. But I don't believe, and again, there's other authorities that would, and I don't want to make anyone think that I know anything is happening.
Yes, sir.
Here. There's other authorities that have the actual say on that. But no, we are concerned. My team is concerned. A couple of the trips were actually more in line with gifts than business travel, and forwarding those on to the Ethics Commission for them to investigate.
Did you find any benefit to the students in the Pittsburgh Public School District to this travel? Any benefits, sir?
A couple of the trips to Virginia, you could make the argument. Every other trip, no.
And they made 21 trips.
That's correct.
So 19 were inessential, sir.
That's correct.
All right. Auditor General, it's always a pleasure. You're the man. Thank you.
Thanks, Marty. Thanks for having me on. Have a great day.
All right.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.